for beloved and funny C. Prologue, February 2018. You should not, I've read many times, reach for your phone first thing in the morning. The news, social media, and emails all disrupt the natural stages of waking and create stress. Which is how I'll preface the fact that when I reached for my phone first thing one morning and learned that Danny Horst and Annabelle Lilly were dating, I was furious. I wasn't furious because I was in love with Danny Horst, or for that matter, with Annabelle Lilly. Nor was I furious because two more people in the world had found romantic bliss while I remained mostly single. And I wasn't furious that I hadn't heard the news directly from Danny, even though we shared an office. The reason I was furious was that Annabelle Lilly was a gorgeous, talented, world-famous movie star, and Danny was a schlub. He wasn't a bad guy, and he too was talented. But for Christ's sake, he was a TV writer, a comedy writer. He was a male version of me. He was pasty-skinned and sleep-deprived and sarcastic. And perhaps because he was male, or perhaps because he was a decade younger than I was, he was a lot less self-consciously people-pleasing and a lot more recklessly crass. At after-parties, he was undisguisedly high or tripping. He referred often, almost guilelessly, to both his social anxiety and his porn consumption. When he'd considered going on Rogaine, I had, at his request, used his phone to take pictures of the top of his head so that he could see exactly how much his hair was thinning there. And when he applied the medication the first time, I checked to make sure the foam was evenly rubbed in. And I was so familiar with the various genres of his burps that I could infer from them what he'd eaten recently. Danny was like a little brother to me. I adored him, and he stank and got on my nerves. But his foul and annoying ways had apparently not precluded Annabelle Lilly's interest. She'd been the guest host of The Night Owls 3 weeks prior, coinciding with the release of her latest film, the fourth in an action franchise in which she played a corrupt FBI agent. She delivered the opening monologue while wearing a one-shouldered black satin cocktail dress with a thigh slit, highlighting her slender yet curvy body. Her long red hair had been styled into old Hollywood waves. Annabelle was beautiful and sweet and charming, and if she didn't have the best comic timing, she was completely game, which was just as important. In one sketch, she'd been called on to play a woodchuck, which entailed crawling around on all fours and wearing a furry suit and two enormous prosthetic front teeth. In fact, Danny had written this sketch, meaning it was plausible that they'd first been attracted to each other while rehearsing it. The woodchuck part was endearing enough that I might have been able to forgive them both, except that theirs was the third such pairing that had occurred at TNO in the last few years. And as anyone knows who's ever written a joke or heard a fairy tale or read an article in the style section of a newspaper, there's a rule of three. In this case, it constituted the trend of a romance between a bona fide celebrity and a TNO staffer who'd met on the show. But crucially, a bona fide female celebrity and a male staffer. The year before, at a wedding I'd attended, an icy blonde, Oscar-winning British actress named Imogen Wagner had married a cast member named Josh Beekman, best known for his recurring character, Backney Guy. And the year before that, the head writer, Elliot Markovitz, 5'8", 40, and my topsider-wearing boss, had married a multi-platinum album-selling pop singer named Nicola Dornan, 5'10", 30, and a special envoy for the UN. And this, of course, was the essence of my fury. That such couples would never exist with the genders switched. That a gorgeous male celebrity would never fall in love with an ordinary, dorky, unkempt woman. Never. No matter how clever she was. But I also knew, as I lay in bed, glaring at the screen of my phone, Danny and Annabelle's debut as a couple had occurred the night before, in the form of making out at the club where Annabelle's 24th birthday party had been held, that I would write about my fury. Just as I always did, I'd turn my feelings into comedy. And that was how I'd cure myself. Chapter 1, April 2018. Weekly schedule for the Night Owls. Monday, 1 p.m. Pitch meeting with guest host.